Hey everyone, this is Luke.
And this is Katie.
We wanted to take a moment to say thank you to each and every one of you who have joined us along the way.
Your support, feedback, and enthusiasm has been the driving force behind our podcast's growth and success.
As we dive into season two, we're thrilled to bring you more adventures and original music with Rock and the Gang.
From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for tuning in, sharing your thoughts, and spreading the word about our show.
So let's raise a glass to another great season.
Previously on Rocktopus! And now, the thrilling conclusion!
Raise a glass of ale, good lad. Listen as I tell the tale of the legend of the Rocktopus. Then it anchors up and away, my friend. Once you've drank your cup and then we set sail for the seas opus. And as he sings the song, we'll bend our ears and roll along through the darkened skies and stormy weather. For listen up real close, dear boy, I tell you there's no greater joy than when we sing life's song together.
Is everyone okay? Sledge, you okay?
No, really. I lost my lunch.
Oh, wait. Here is. I'm good.
Ika, you alright, cuz?
Oh, again! Again! Let's do that again!
Well, Ika seems normal. Oh, gosh! Jelly!
Wake up! Oh, please! Jelly, say it ain't so! It's not fair! You were too young! I never even had a chance to...
Stop shaking me!
I never even had a chance to stop shaking you.
Oh, sorry. You all right? No bones broken?
No bones to break.
Oh. Yeah. Well, the important thing was that no one was hurt.
This is all your fault!
Hey, whoa!
Stupid Will,
come on,
I can't
Ms.
even
Jelly.
Hey,
please, please, Ms. Jelly.
Okay,
hey,
you two, hey. Break it up.
Look, I honestly don't know what happened. I inspected the old gal this morning, and the brakes were working fine.
Well, what are you proposing? That someone cut our brakes? Do you know how stupid that sounds? Yeah, it's hard. I'd like to see you come up with a plan.
You would? I'm honored, Miss Jelly. I won't let you down.
Oh, no. Excuse me for one moment.
Hello, talk to Poppy.
Did you cut our brakes?
Oh, hi, Jelly. I take it the plan went off without a hitch?
There was a hitch, Poppy. A very big hitch. We drove off a cliff.
Why?
Because the brakes were gone, child.
Oh, no. You weren't supposed to crash. I just figured without brakes, you wouldn't be able to stop at your gig. Huh. Live and learn.
I can't believe you. I just... What the... Oh, if you were...
What's that? I'm sorry, Miss Jelly, but you're breaking up. I'm going to have to let you go. Bye.
I hate my life. Ugh, I can totally relate.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hate your life, too.
Knock it off, Ika.
What? It was funny.
Let's just go home. If this isn't a bad sign, what is?
Does this count? Ugh. We collided into it right before we went off the cliff. Welcome to Webwood, home of the Webwitch. Population 500. I could go for a Webwitch.
What is a Webwitch?
Dunno, but I could go for one.
Webwood. Why does this place sound familiar?
Look, let's just consider ourselves lucky and go home.
Go home? But we've barely started our adventure!
We drove off a cliff!
Oh man, that was awesome!
Shush!
Can you fix our ride, Willy?
Hmm?
Sure. Probably. You know, looking at it, old Barbara here doesn't look beyond saving. Which, considering the height from which we fell, is soberingly lucky. Ooh.
Well, maybe it's something to do with all this sticky bunch of threads stuck on the cliff.
Oh, yeah? Looks like... Oh! Web word. Right. This place is a settlement founded by spiders. Ergo, the webs.
Spiders? Underwater? I thought they were air breathers.
Yeah, they make little diving suits out of their webs. In fact, they make everything out of their webs. Even use it to harvest oxygen for the air that us fish folk of the mammalian persuasion breathe.
Well, what's the damage, Willie? Can you fix her up? Can you save my Barbara?
I'll take a crack at it. Considering the fall, it's a miracle she's still holding together. Oh, Grandma always said I was stupid for believing in miracles. Well, this is gonna take a while, folks.
I guess I'll call us a scooper to head back.
Hold on now. No one said anything about going back. This tour is just getting started.
Yeah, and it just ended too. The tour bus is shut. It's time to give up.
You're looking at it all wrong. Our van careening off this cliff was the best thing that could happen to us.
In what conceivable way is that possible?
Everyone is in good health. Most of the gear survived. There's literally nowhere to go but up.
Don't any of you see the situation we're in here?
Well, we've always gotten through things before.
Yeah, quit your whining.
But we're in serious trouble here.
Nonsense! What's the worst that could happen?
I think we've got no cause for concern. Maybe we've got a lot to unlearn. Cause I'm not worried, not at all. The sea could boil and the sky could fall. What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing? As long as we're together, I know that we'll be just fine. But what if there are giant oil spills? Trapped in the muck and it's up to our gills. Come on, Sledge, you know I've got your back. And besides, everyone looks good in black. I'm not worried, not at all. The sea could boil and the sky could fall. What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing?
Okay, neither of you are okay. You're totally insane.
You know so much is on the line. You seem to think everything is just fine.
That's just the effect you have over me.
Did I just say that out loud?
I'm not worried, not at all. Come on, guys! We're not worried, not at all. The secret boil and the sky could fall. What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us? What's the worst thing that could happen to us?
And see if we can't find anything that can help.
That's a good idea, actually.
Hold down the fort, guys! We're gonna go see if we can find some help!
Good luck!
So are you really not worried about anything?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Your van is smashed, you're gonna miss your gig, your hometown is about to be bought and stripped apart. I mean, pick an option!
Whoa. That is kind of a lot when you list it all off like that.
Well, I'm glad you're starting to see things clearly.
It's gonna make such a great story when we come home like heroes!
Okay. What if that doesn't happen?
You've lost me again.
Well, say it doesn't work out. What if you're not able to raise the money you need? Or what if you just fail?
You're really starting to bum me out a little bit.
I mean, if you really want the best shot of saving your town, wouldn't working with White Whale Records be the best move?
White Whale?
I mean, they can turn just about anybody they want into a star. I don't know where I'd be without them.
Maybe you'd be singing pretty songs on the street corner.
Oh, wow. I mean, can you imagine? Wait, you mean the other day?
Yeah, you seemed really happy when you remembered that song. Happier than you usually do.
Yeah, but I can't expect to have the kind of career I enjoy with that kind of music.
Well, I am not going to let anyone tell me what kind of music I can and can't play. My friends need me, and my hometown needs me, and I believe in them too. We're gonna carve out our own path and sing our own song, and nothing is gonna stop me!
Roctopus? What happened?
Something stopped me! I'm strung up in some thin, white string! I'm stuck!
Hold on! I'll try to get you down! Hey!
Reach for the sea, you low-down glue!
This is an outrage! Do you have any idea who I...
Hey, it's enough out of you, missy. You there! State your name and what brings you to Webworth.
Oh, thank goodness! Well, officer, my name's Roctopus, and my friend here is Jelly. We are on our way to a gig when we experienced a small mishap and careened off a cliff near your humble town. Our friends are back that way trying to put Barbara back together. She's our bathysphere.
Is that so? This is Sheriff Longlegs. I have captured two vagabonds and will be bringing them in. Over.
Roger that. Over and out.
I don't think you understand. Ouchie.
Easy there, Tiger Shark. We'll get this all sorted out, lickety-split.
Oh, what a relief.
Yep, the mayor should know what to do with riffraff like you.
Oh, no.
Not to be rude, but we have a gig we need to be getting to soon. How long is this gonna take?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much. Let's just say, around these parts, justice is dispensed with quickly.
Well, that is very encouraging to hear. See, Jelly, it's like I was telling you. Things have a way of working their way out all on their own.
Oh, you're so dang so...
Octopus is brought to you by Sheep 100 Productions. Written and directed by Luke Stebbing. Music and production by Katie Stebbing. Lead electric guitar performed by Tim Hanna. With voices from Zach Kanowski as Roctopus, Bazana Stebbing as Jelly, Drew Hines as Sledge, Jesse Nakayama as Ika and Sheriff Longlegs, Evan Van Dyne as Willie, Tessa Kanowski as Poppy, and Jake Speckard as the Sea Captain. Thank you so much for listening to Season 2, Episode 1. We appreciate your support on Patreon and Ko-fi. Visit our website at roctopus.com. That's RAWKTAPUS.com.